Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, John Whelan of the Sentencing and Victim Equality Group SAVE has described how his family are being re-traumatised at the biannual parole hearing of his sister's murderer. Sharon Whelan and her 2 daughters, Nadia and Zara, were murdered on Christmas Day 2008, and their murderer, Brian Hennessy, has applied for parole every 2 years since 2017. John joins us now. John, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. As Sharon's brother, you say that each parole hearing every 2 years is re-traumatising. Just tell us what that period is like in the run-up to the parole hearing.
Morning, Shane. I suppose we're in it now. Like, you know, we're in the run-up to it. Every 2 years, we prepare for this. And it is re-traumatizing because you're in the mindset of, well, what if this is the year that or this is the time that he's released? And we have to put our case to the parole board and plead with them and show them and sort of talk about the impact of what if he was released and why he shouldn't be released. And everything we say, whether it's in written form or if we meet the parole board face to face, he gets to see and hear everything that we have said, every syllable. But yet when we don't get to know what he might be engaging in as regards rehabilitation, if that's possible, in prison. So it's very much a one-way street.
You're not told any information about what he's doing at the moment?
No, nothing. And I asked because I have a background in psychotherapy. And so for me, I would like to know what rehabilitation Hennessy is engaging in, if any, whether he's been assessed for psychopathy, and whether he will be before whatever his release date comes. So things like that are important, I think. Well, it's important to me and my family to
know. I'm sure, John.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But we don't get any information back at all.
Am I right? And I absolutely don't want to put words in your mouth, so tell me if I'm wrong. Am I right in saying your difficulty is less with the fact that there is parole per se? It's that it happens, particularly in this case, far too early, the application process.
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. It's far too early and far too often. Okay, so what we're asking for in SAVE is to look at the British system of tariffs. And I know Helen McEntee was talking about it last year, and some judges came out to say that they would be in favour of how the tariff system works is that you hand down a minimum sentence that has to be served before they're even considered for parole. Now, that would at least to give families a bigger breathing space to deal with the trauma that they have experienced.
Yeah.
Because, trauma and grief is not linear. You know, it's not something you start and you go through and that it can... tomorrow could be, or today could be a day you feel like things happened yesterday. You know, and that needs to be understood and acknowledged. So by asking families to go through the parole system the way it is structured at the minute does re-traumatise families. And I've worked with families that have been through it. I can't remember sitting down with any family that has experienced homicide in this country and for them to say that they feel like they're happy with the way the justice system works. Okay, there's a lot wrong, you know.
Sharon, Nadia and Zara were, of course, all murdered on Christmas Day, and I'm sure that makes Christmas, I'm sure this is a particularly difficult time of the year for you as a family. I can only imagine how difficult it is. This parole process coming down the tracks not long after Christmas only adds to that trauma, I imagine.
100%. Like I said, I'm fortunate enough to have the background that I have, so I have that ability to, the best I can, to kind of try and park that until we get through the Christmas. Christmas is really, really difficult, and it's particularly difficult for my parents, who, like, they're either side of 80 at this stage, and for them, the impact it's had on them is that, you know, for the last 16 years that they've changed completely. They used to be going out an awful lot and socialise and all that, but they've really gone into themselves, and the impact that has on them is massive. But I suppose as far as Christmas goes, for us, it's remembering who we've lost in a really, really big and important way, but also, I suppose, being thankful for what we have as well. You know, the family that we do have here, and because we really have learned to appreciate what we have, because a life is the most precious thing that we have, and it's so fragile, and people don't kind of realize how fragile life is until a tragedy comes to their door. For us, it is a really, really difficult time. And especially, like you said, with the parole on the horizon, but it's just, for us, it's about just keeping it day to day and just trying to be present with the ones that are around us and celebrating that as much as we can.
Well, look, thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for speaking to us so eloquently. We really appreciate it. John Whelan, mind yourselves over Christmas. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. John Whelan of the Sentencing and Victim Equality Group, SAVE there. Let us know what you think. It seems to be a reasonable point that John is making about the period of time, a certain minimum period of time before somebody can seek parole. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.